For members only, Golf Smarter number 399, published on August 27, 2013.
SmarterPodcasts.com, delivering sound advice.
Picking the brain of Champions Tour and Bandon Dunes caddy, Ted Joyce.
This is Golf Smarter.
Welcome to Golf Smarter for members only, Ted.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
You know how I am. We have spent the longest day of my golf life together. We are at Bandon Dunes, and I just finished 36 holes. And Ted was my looper. Ted carried my bag for me all day.
It was my pleasure.
Oh, man, it was my embarrassment. It literally was the longest golf day of my life. Our first tee time was at 9:40 this morning, and now it's, what, is it 9:30 now?
Yeah, PM? we've been doing it.
Yeah,
we're
sitting here in the lodge of Bandon Dunes, and we can talk about how beautiful the golf course was. Golf courses. We played. First we played Old MacDonald.
Yes, we did.
And then we played Bandon Dunes.
Bandon Dunes.
Right. And these are not easy golf courses, and the weather didn't help.
They're not easy. That's a fact.
Let's get a little history first about you being a caddy. Or I love it said on your hat, you're a looper.
I am a looper.
Do you know what that means?
Looper, golf courses are in a loop, so we're the guys who do it. Caddying on a professional level, not very long, probably 3 years, but I have a lot of friends in the mini tours and a couple of guys that are on the PGA Tour now that I did a lot of their mini tour stuff, which is, as most guys know, it's not, mini tours isn't real hard work as far as caddying, but I've been out here, this is my second season now.
And,
at Bandon. And as you know, we discussed it. I do a little bit on the Champions Tour as well.
We're going to talk about that, too.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
But officially, three years.
Wow. And did you have a mentor? Did you study? I mean, did you shadow somebody for a long time?
No.
Or how did you learn this?
For the most part, I have a baseball background and then got into golf once that kind of went a different direction. And,
what, you were planning on going pro and doing that?
Yeah, I had some shoulder issues, I guess. But that was always a dream. But the ball doesn't move, so we switched over to golf and fell in love with it. Always been on the customer service side of things.
I have to know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you played a lot of baseball growing up. I'm sure you played a lot of sports.
Absolutely.
Is golf the hardest game you've ever played?
By far, for me.
I mean, you just said, oh, the ball's not moving. Then why is it so... I'm sorry, I don't swear on this show. Why is it so hard to hit the golf ball?
I don't know the answer to that question, because I've had, I've helped some amazing athletes try to get better at this game, and, big, strong guys, and they just don't grasp the concept. And then I've had... maybe a smaller guy who didn't really grow up playing sports who picked it up pretty quick. So
hate him.
I don't know the answer to that question.
Wait a minute. Did you kind of, well, the longest 6 inches in golf or between
you
your
said
ears.
It. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, God. So wait a minute. Were you just like kind of saying that you've caddied for some professional athletes or people we would know?
Yeah, probably some people that people would recognize.
Like who? Come on.
I don't have I'd rather not mention, just because out here, this is a place people can go to kind of hide out, but not many.
You're not going to get groupies here looking for athletes? I just want to hear stories.
You never know. Well, not a lot of guys. When I meant that, it was mostly, big football players.
Like who?
No real professional athletes I can give a name to, but
okay.
When I said that, I meant mostly, friends of mine for the most part, big guys,
Well,
I don't have any really good stories as far as that.
What the hell are we doing here? when you say mini tours, I'm not familiar with...
Arizona Gateway Tour, there's a mini tour.
And
a mini tour is basically just trying to get your game together to get to a professional level. It's still professional golf. But
meaning there's prize money
absolutely.
In these tournaments?
So,
okay.
In Arizona, you can do a halfway decent living and don't have to travel as much. And
the whole tour is in Arizona.
Exactly.
You're just playing different courses around
exactly.
Scottsdale, Phoenix, Mesa, and everywhere.
You got it.
And there's enough courses there.
There are plenty.
Yeah.
The money's not always great, but if you're winning out there, you're doing just fine. So.
But when you get to the tour, even if you're crappy, is the money great?
Yes. It is. If you make a cut in a tour event and still are in last place, you're still, you know, 25,000 bucks.
Really?
It's different on every other tour, but that's the PGA level for the most part. It's pretty good money out there. So
wow.
Like I said, I do the Champions Tour, and the money is not that as great. It's still pretty good money. Don't get me wrong, but so.
All right. Well, tell me about the Champions Tour. So how did you get to there?
Well, I was sitting in the shack one day waiting for a loop and
caddy talk for I was waiting for somebody to hire me.
In your first year, you sit a lot. You know, you're paying your dues, waiting for a job. And Ted jumped on the bus and got paired up with a gentleman named Brian. And we had a great 3 days, told stories, and I didn't try to do too much with him. And at the end of the 3 days, he asked me if I wanted to go out on the tour, and I excitingly, or tried not to do cartwheels, said yes.
So wait, I mean, was this guy, like, you knew this guy was?
For the most part.
When did you know that he was a professional golfer?
Honestly, sadly, Brian, if you're listening, not till someone...
I know.
not till someone pretty much let me know, say, this is Brian, he played on tour for years, and, you know, don't treat him any different. Just go out and do your thing. And lucky for me, I was kind of the personality and the attitude he was looking for. And after the 3 days, like I said, he asked me to do it, and ecstatic, and I said yes. So the rest is history. And that was it. Yeah, our partnership began.
And this was how long ago?
This was October of last year. He turned 50 right around then, and then we didn't get going till our first event was of 2013 was in Mississippi, the Gulf Coast Classic, and we've done seven or so events.
Did he make the cut?
Champions Tour. Best part about that is, except for the majors, they're just Friday, Saturday, Sunday. For the older guys, there's no cut. So,
so usually you get to go the whole weekend.
Yeah, practice round.
And is there money for him even if he comes in last place, like on the?
Yeah, it's not great. So I
think... Well, and whatever he does, you're just getting a small percentage?
For the most part, yeah. 10% for a win, 7% for a top 10, and then 5% for anything else.
Wow.
But I do get a weekly salary, so...
Oh,
a lot
so
of that salary
that's
goes
like
into
a
my,
bonus?
A lot of that salary goes into my travel. Because all the travel and
so
hotels
you gotta cover your own
is
expenses.
On me. That's right.
Okay, so your salary and then his winnings, the York percentage of his winnings is all bonus money for you?
Yes.
Okay.
You're hoping for that bonus.
Well, what's the best he's done?
We finished,
while you were his...
We finished tied for 20-something at the St. Louis event, which was a major. So I'm not sure quite the money. I don't really know quite what he ended up with.
Well, if you could do your math the other way... Right? It's like, you know what you got paid.
I think he was around 20-something
okay.
thousand.
Okay.
So
you're doing right.
If you do the math, I think I ended up with 5% of that, so
okay.
Not terrible.
So, well, no. You've
been I think it was like
$1,000,
$1,100.
Yeah, right.
Something like
that's
that.
Right. Yeah, okay.
So
wait a minute. So here you had to travel to a different part of the country.
Yes.
And you had to cover that expense.
I did.
And you had a good weekend,
mm-hmm.
and you walked away with $1,100.
It was probably more than that because of my salary. I get
okay. You don't have to give me that.
I get my salary.
I like the bonus part.
And then, so I do my best. My mother actually has become quite a little helpful travel agent. So she hops on Priceline quite a bit, and we room together as caddies. We split cars. We do whatever we can to get to that bottom line. And
right.
So some weeks are better than others. Some tickets cost more than others, but...
Well, now I'm really curious.
Sure.
You've been working here for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very busy place.
Yes.
How many rounds do you do a day? You do two.
We try to do two. I mean, like we did your group, we did 36 today. Usually stay with our guests for the duration of their stay, and some groups will be here for 4 days and do 36 a day. Some groups will be here for 4 days and do 18 a day.
But if they do 18, are you done for the day?
I am. I mean, I could go back in the shack and try to get another loop, but for the most part, the senior caddies don't necessarily need to go back into the shack and get another loop. So,
and are you considered a senior caddy?
I am.
Because of 3 years or because of
yeah,
your age?
And it, no, it's an experience thing.
Does the fact that you work with somebody on the tour, does that give you a little extra oomph?
I don't think so.
Or is it more about how much time?
Because a lot of the guys out here are seasoned guys, have done it all. So
yeah.
It has to do with, you know, caddy reviews, and maybe you got a good email or something that week. Or,
So the reviews, not just the tips.
Absolutely.
It's important.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, the boss doesn't see. If we had a great round and, you know, that was that, we shook hands and it was amazing for you, but you didn't.
No, it wasn't. It
just
wasn't
failed to fill out a review or, you know, didn't send an email or something,
oh,
the boss would never know. So,
right.
Yeah, he gets some of those. You want to stay below the radar, but you definitely want to be on the positive side of those things.
So then people really need to know that giving a tip is just not enough to the caddy. You've got to make sure that the boss knows. You got to do they fill out review forms?
They definitely have.
Go on Yelp.
Yeah,
and
they have. They
love
have caddy
your caddies,
reviews.
Folks. Love your caddies. They'll love you back.
Yeah, absolutely. They have caddy reviews when we tee off and we grab all our stuff there. There's little reviews. Most guys are, I mean, I would never go out of my way to say, hey, can you fill this out for me? It's not my style. Kind of a humble guy. But you would hope that if you did do something good and went that extra mile that maybe it did get back somewhere because that stuff kind of helps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So now I'm really curious about something. We kind of went over a little bit of the numbers of what you're doing while you were on the tour. You mm-hmm. make a couple bucks.
Mm-hmm.
You making more money the weekends here?
Wow, question. My roommate,
your mom asked you the same question.
Yeah,
I'm
mom,
sure.
Dad, and the roommates. My roommate Squid. His name's Jason, but his nickname is Squid. He's always
buzzing you about.
He's always asking that question.
It's like, dude, and, why are you traveling around? What, spending all that money? Because you're caddying for somebody on tour.
Well, and I ask him, you know, can you put a price on? You look over and Tom Watson and Freddie Couples and all the boys that you looked up to growing up, you're kind of part of their world now. And yeah. I don't know.
And you know
it's
what?
It's fine for me right now.
Right. It won't last forever.
Exactly.
I hate to tell you that.
Totally.
It won't last forever.
My dad
and
says.
So you'll always, it's at some point it's going to be, wow, that was a lot of fun. Right.
And when I'm out there, it's especially at the majors, I don't know what it is. They're done so well and they're so special that I make a point to stop and look around and because you know these are one of those moments you're going to look back on and say, it went by too fast. That was really cool. So I just take it all in, so, try to shake hands and hop
now
knob
I'm ready
a little
for
bit.
A story. Give me an inside the rope story.
Man.
You have to. What's your favorite? Nothing so far. Favorite moment you had. Like
how about
you walked away going, oh my God, I can't believe I did that.
Okay, I'll give you a favorite, and then I'll give you a worst. How about that?
Yeah, of course.
Well.
No.
Our favorite was, I guess my favorite is really the putting green, and it's nothing that special, but the putting green, everyone is talking, and it's kind of like a cool little place. Everyone knows each other. You get to kind of hear the inside scoop. People are helping each other with their putting grips and the stroke, and I putt with a long putter. Michael Allen putts with a long putter.
No.
I got three more years. I'm going to take as much time as I got. But just that stuff. My guy's good friends with Peter Jacobson. And, you know, for these guys to recognize me when I walk by now and say, hey, Ted, and shake your hand. For me, that's as good as it gets.
That's
awesome. I don't need much more than that.
Wow. Well, you know what? I really hope that Brian doesn't hear this.
Yeah.
Because he won't pay you anymore. It's like, you better be enjoying
this,
he says,
right? That's good enough.
And so, I'm sorry, what's Brian's last name?
Henniger. Brian Henniger. He's
I got you to say a last name.
I did say a last name. It won't bother him any. He's a Portland guy.
Oh, okay. But you know what? Now we're going to be fans of him because we're going to watch the Seniors Tour on TV. And when Brian Henniger's playing, we get to see who is carrying his bag.
And I always say, hopefully, if you're looking and seeing him, that means we're playing well.
Then I'm going to just keep my eye. I'm going to start looking out on the Seniors Tour and the Champions Tour.
Please do.
Oh, yeah.
Keep an eye out.
Okay, so.
As far as.
The money.
As far as the money goes.
The stories. No, we were talking about.
I would say.
So wait. All right,
yeah.
So you're on the greens with these guys.
Yeah.
We're going all over the
place. Sure, we are.
Why would that be? We just had 36 holes of in-your-face wind golf. We'll get to that, too. Maybe not.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even think about that anymore. So we have, you're out on the green.
Yes.
All the guys are out there.
Yes.
caddies are silent. Caddies are participating.
You still got to buckle down and do your job, but it's kind of a, if it's before a round,
yeah
it's a serious place. Kind of dialing it in. But if it's, you know, Wednesday or Thursday, everyone's kind of just messing around, getting ready to play. Real relaxed atmosphere.
Right.
These guys have been doing it a long time, and
but,
they're still pretty serious about it. But the caddies all know each other. It's a small little caddy world, too. So
is it?
Everyone's shaking hands. How you doing? Where you staying? You got a roommate this week?
And there are not very many famous caddies. But there are a couple.
You know, and everyone knows the few of them.
Yeah.
Just because their guys have done
Bones.
Bones.
Yeah, right. What's his name? What's
exactly.
The guy who the Australian guy, right?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
New Zealand. Right?
Oh, boy.
Shame on me.
Well, no, he refused to talk to me once. So.
Is that right?
Yeah, in the parking lot at Harding Park at President's Cup. Yeah. So it was like, hey, do you mind if I... No. Bye.
I've heard
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me to hear that at all.
Yeah, but you know what? That's fine.
Yeah.
He doesn't know who I am, and I can't just start asking. Hi, how are you doing? We're recording a podcast. Here you go. This is, please, you can tune it on the internet at golfsmarter.com. You'll hear this interview. No, take that with you. Please. Oh, no. Now you're going to be on the show. Did you play golf today?
I did.
And how'd you do?
I shot 89.
Wow.
Are you, which course did you play?
I played that putt-putt course.
Oh, you played Old McDonald. Yeah. And you shot an 89?
That's
impressed.
Tip my hat to you, Sarah. That's a good round.
What time did you tee off at an Old McDonald?
9:50.
Oh, you were right behind us.
Sorry.
I'm sorry to hold you up. Because I shot 189 on that course. Please.
Where is the podcast on?
On the internet. At golfsmarter.com. It's every week. There's a new one.
Yeah.
You can listen whenever you want. Go to iTunes. Brought to you by.
Nice. There you go.
Hey, you know.
Getting the name out there.
Listen, people are going to look. Fred, stay on track here.
I got you.
So, have no idea. All right, so everybody's friendly except game day face.
Yeah,
you got that going on.
For the most part.
So now that was the best of it. Like, you're real cool. You said, no, but you got to.
There was. I shouldn't even have mentioned that. But, there was, you know, as a new caddy, you got to be. I don't even think I should talk about it. It's
okay.
Not
don't
that big of a
no
deal,
listening.
But it's...
That guy may listen, but he doesn't know the internet is. No one's told him what the internet...
He didn't.
He had no idea.
And he still didn't know.
Yeah, it's like...
Long story short, there was just, there was a rain issue at one of the events. I'll just be vague. That'll be easy. And
Just don't give names.
We had to finish a couple holes because of the rain. So in the middle of... our 17th hole, so finish 17, play 18, go get your tee time, and then come back. Well, and as a caddy, I should have totally had this down, but there was a little confusion on our tee time, and we were about 20 seconds late to the tee. And with the confusion and the rain, you know, rules are rules, but you never know. Could have been gone either way.
Did you get DQ'd?
No, we dinged us for 2 strokes, and it was just... So I guess my point of the story is, as a caddy and being new out there, you have to just be on top of your stuff. There can be no mistakes.
No, you only get one.
And 2 strokes can be the difference of
a lot of
money if you're not careful. So
yeah.
Last thing I want to do.
So how was his game that day?
We had some tough times that day. We had a tough shake in that little.
Well, see, even 20 seconds late. I mean, when your rhythm's off from the start, it can screw you up for the whole day.
Yeah. We 3-putted that green and ended up making, with the 2-stroke penalty, a triple. So you go from 2 under to 1 over pretty quick.
Oh, the story of my life.
You and me both, friend.
Stop laughing at me, man. You've been watching me all day.
I enjoyed it today.
Oh, man. Oh, but I got to tell you, this place is pretty amazing.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. So we got here yesterday and we played the Preserve.
Mm-hmm.
And the Preserve is 13 holes par 3.
Yes.
And one of the most compelling, interesting, entertaining par 3s I've ever seen.
Isn't it?
And you're overlooking the ocean.
It's a blast over there.
and you hope to have good weather. But yeah. It's like, so I had one shot, and I'll post a picture of this one.
Yeah.
I had on number 5, which is the, like, multi-level, just straight downhill.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I took each, and the wind is in our face.
Yes.
And it's about 105 yards, 110.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right? So I hit my 5-iron, but I hit it as if, okay, there's tree limbs here. I just wanted to keep the ball low.
Yeah.
And just give it a little push down the hill and let it see what happens. Ended 2 inches from the cup.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's like, it disappeared for a while. We lost it.
You thought maybe
it dipped down and it like goes down one and then levels off and goes down another one and levels off, goes down another one and then disappeared. And then it came back up and it's on the green and it rolls around the pin and stops 2 inches from the pin.
Wow.
It was unbelievable.
Wow.
So, yeah. I walked away like, okay, the preserve is worth the trip in itself.
I totally agree with you. We talked about it a little today, how I think that's just such a special addition to this place. It's just, it's really cool.
Not to name, do you know who Fred Shoemaker is?
I don't know that
Fred,
name.
Okay, Fred is a phenomenal instructor.
Okay.
And he Extraordinary Golf is the name of his book.
Okay.
And his website and his company and the whole thing, Extraordinary Golf. And he's really remarkable.
Okay.
He told me that this is... his favorite par 3 in the world country.
But what, I mean, like as far as the whole course
preserve,
goes?
No, the preserve is like of all, like one of his favorite courses forever. Yeah.
Me too.
It's amazing.
People ask me what my favorite course is and they don't even say par 3 and I throw that in there
the
with
preserve?
My top, you know, top 10.
It's amazing.
Sure.
It's so much fun. And if you're not familiar, and everything here is link style. We're on the coast. Let's give me a rundown on this a little bit. Could you describe?
We're on the water. One course trails, which we're not going to see.
That's, and we're on the coast of Oregon.
Oregon in, coast, yep. Yep. Pretty much.
Right in the middle of the state or southern part
of
the state?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah, it's like 4.5. I flew to Portland.
Yeah.
And then it's a 4.5-hour drive.
Yeah, 2 hours south of Eugene, too, if that helps people. But,
okay.
We've got...
Pretty rad.
4 courses and the par 3. Bandon Dunes, our first course that
opened in 1999.
We've got, I can't give you the total number if I don't do the math, but great views of the water, on the water. Pacific Dunes, what we're going to play tomorrow.
Okay.
We haven't yet. On the water.
Mm-hmm.
A few more holes I feel like on the water or just adjacent to. We played Old MacDonald. Very, also Lynx kind of sits in a little valley.
So today we played Old MacDonald. We teed off at 9:40.
9:40.
And I've talked to a couple people around here and said, oh, you got to play it in the morning because the winds in the afternoon are vicious.
Yes.
Well, the winds were vicious at 9:40.
They can also be vicious early in the morning, and we definitely saw that today.
It was
whipping.
Yeah. It wasn't cold outside, per se, but we're on the coast, on the ocean, but it was very strong winds.
Yes. 20 plus, I would call it, all day long.
Yeah.
And
we had, at one point, we had 5 club wins today.
That's a fact.
We had, I had 110 yards to the green, and you told me to pull out my 165 club.
I did. And we, it actually, that was good. That was the number. 5 clubs.
Yeah.
It's hard to get people to hit 5 extra clubs, but sometimes
like,
you gotta
do it.
Yeah,
what are you talking about, man? Yeah, we're good. So there's a couple of things. If people, well, they say that this is like the closest thing to Scottish golf in the world, in the United States.
I've caddied for gentlemen from Scotland, gentlemen from Ireland, and they have said they could not tell the difference. They felt like they were in their backyard.
Wow.
No more, no less. They said this is as close as it gets.
Yeah.
And I agree. I mean, I haven't been on the other side, but just going off what they've said and what I've seen and the conditions.
Yeah, I've heard that from so many different people who've done both.
Yeah.
But this is the closest thing. So if you want that kind of experience without having to cross the ocean and you're in the States, then, or if you're in Australia, no, you're going to go to the UK. But,
yeah.
I mean, you know, it's an amazing destination.
Mm-hmm.
You made a comment earlier. It's like you've been seeing a lot of women here
recently.
We
love it.
Yeah, which is great, but it's mostly a guy's weekend things.
Bring the boys, big guy groups. I mean, from anywhere from four to, you know, I've seen 40.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a tournament list out there today with a guy's name on it.
Yeah, big groups.
Bob's tournament today.
Yearly groups, you know, bucket list trips.
But also the accommodations here. Everything's first rate. I mean, everything is first rate. So it's a great destination.
Absolutely. Great attention to detail, in my opinion.
Guys who want to do a golf, like a bachelor party golf weekend.
Sure. And anything.
The bar, there's plenty of bars here. You don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, you can see five or six.
Hi. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. My friends will want to eat dinner.
I'm sure they do.
I'm having too much fun.
Yeah,
so Old MacDonald was like, it was tough.
It can be a bear.
It was tough today.
People either love it or hate it, and usually if people are playing in the conditions we did,
mm-hmm.
they don't love it.
Yeah.
My brother, we played it, clear skies, said his favorite golf course he's ever played.
Okay.
So
that makes sense.
Absolutely.
We had clear skies. It wasn't foggy.
Yeah,
I guess that's the deal. If it's foggy, it's not going to be as windy.
Fact.
So if it's clear out, you're going to get really strong winds.
Do you want the sun to come out? That's fine, but the wind's going to blow.
Right. It's going to change your game dramatically.
Absolutely.
So if you don't like that, and if you don't, and also links-style golf is very different than parkland golf,
it's
which we're
game.
Very used to in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, if just last week was the Open Championship at Muirfield.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a very special eye on that, knowing I was coming up here going, oh, wow, look where they're putting from, and look at the roll they're getting. It was amazing how much. So my first question when I got here was, do you get that kind of roll? And you said,
right. What did I tell you? We got to the first putting green. I said, go ahead and just warm up putting, but I want you to hit putts from one end of the green to the other repeatedly.
Yeah.
Just because you got a lot of
And it was,
long putts.
I mean, I had a 150-foot putt today.
Absolutely. We had some good
ones. I nailed it, too. I mean, it didn't go in, but it was...
We got it. We got it
like
close.
5 feet from there. Yeah. That
Absolutely.
Was a good shot. That was fun.
It was fun.
So there's a lot of places to make really fun shots here. I mean, architecturally, it's really... strategically, it's really great, and it's the kind of thing you'd want to play a lot of. I mean, if you could...
Absolutely.
To learn the course.
Yes.
Do you play it well?
Yes, I think you'll find that most of the good players or the good caddies, a lot of the caddies here are pretty good players. And you notice that they just have a different style. That we just know how to bump it along the ground. And I'm not embarrassed to hit a 2-iron. I mean, I literally counted the other day. I said 56 times to you, but that was an exaggeration. But I can hit a 2-iron 30, 40 times in a round. Just keeping it on the ground, chasing it up and down.
Yeah.
Hoping to putt well.
Yeah, right. Wow.
Yeah.
Then after Old MacDonald, we had a nice hour break for lunch. Change your socks. Change your shoes if you have
them. Yep.
They'll sell them to you if you need them.
They have them here.
And then we went out and played Pacific Dunes.
Abandoned Dunes.
Abandoned Dunes, I'm sorry.
We did.
We played Abandoned Dunes.
The original.
And because it's right here behind the lodge,
mm-hmm.
And you start and finish right here.
Mm-hmm.
Lot of holes along the water. How many
there
holes?
And
five or six?
Yeah, that's a pretty accurate assumption. Let me see. Four, five, six.
And while he's counting.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I took one photograph that had three pins in it,
mm-hmm.
and I'll post that up with this,
all
too.
All along the water.
Yeah, all along
Most
the water.
Most beautiful place. I can't say it enough.
It's pretty spectacular.
Until you see it, I mean. But
And I've had the privilege of playing Pebble Beach.
You have?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
And it was beautiful. It was a beautiful day, too. Mm-hmm. The winds were nothing like this. And beautiful there, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also had a chance to play at Torrey Pines on the water.
Yes.
So it's all West Coast stuff.
Yep.
But all spectacular. All worth the effort.
You know, I haven't been to Pebble, but our courses are so close together. You know, they make it so all the amenities you want or need are here on campus. Whatever you need, you don't have to go get anything. And that's cool.
Yeah.
I was here as a guest one time, like I told you, visited here, and after that, I was hooked, so I was here within the year.
Yeah. Okay, so where am I playing tomorrow? Give me a hint.
Pacific Dunes.
So I'm... Okay.
It's going to be as tough or tougher today. Let's hope the winds are down a little bit. But
let's hope.
As I know, but we deal with it. And as many or more holes on the water, this is you're picking the our two go-to courses for the most part. Mm. On the water, best views you'll see. So.
Okay, lots of pictures.
Looking forward
to
it.
The other thing is that it's walking only. There's no golf carts.
There are a couple, but for
handicap.
If you have a
sure.
You know, but
understandable.
I've gone days and not seen one. Days. So yeah, it's a golf as it was meant to be, like the boss says.
Yeah, that's walking. What the advertising says on it. Golf as it's supposed to be. So
you're not messing with your phone. You're not messing with your drink in the cart. You're playing golf.
Yeah,
having good conversation with your caddy for the most part.
And which is your favorite hole?
Oh man. I don't know. That par 3, number 12 on Bandon. It can play so many different ways.
Hmm.
We came up a little short, but that was better than long.
Yeah, no. You had me aim real far right because the wind was going to kick it. And I had shots today.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. I thought I was like playing catch with a boomerang.
Yep.
You know, or a Frisbee you throw up in the air and it comes right back
Literally come back at you.
On the number one handicap hole on this afternoon's round. At Bandon.
Five.
Yeah. I hit a drive that just, I kind of popped it up, but it went about 60 yards forward, stopped, and flew back 30.
Literally.
It was unbelievable.
It literally came back at us.
Yeah. I mean, it happened multiple times today.
Yep.
So you got to keep the ball low.
You got to strike it, yeah. Anytime the ball gets spinning one way or the other, the wind will just send it that way for sure.
Yikes.
Yep.
Oh, man. Well, listen, dude. We wish the best of luck. Thank you for the tour.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me. More than you know.
Oh, that's great. And good luck to Brian Henniger as
yes.
well. We wish him the best so you can get a couple extra bucks so you don't have to tell your mom. But, Mom.
Yeah. I'm good.
You're good. All right, buddy. Best of luck to you. Thanks.
Thanks again, man. Appreciate it.
So as a Golf Smarter member, you may have already received my email about the new GolfSmarter.com. We've been using the members-only site for testing the design, functionality, and ease of navigation, and hopefully in the next few days, the site will be ready for public consumption. You are the focus group. Thank you for being my guinea pig. Also, we're not far from releasing a Golf Smarter app, which will give you access to our videos, Facebook page, most recent episodes of the podcast, and the Hey Fred button to communicate with me directly. So many listeners who've been introduced to podcasting through iTunes, it's basically all of us, are frustrated these days because iTunes was and continues to work best as a desktop program where you need to sync your phone or MP3 player to get your updates. But that's not how we live anymore. It's all about mobile. So our goal is to create an app that will allow you to follow Golf Smarter without any other apps, without logging in, or without syncing. Each episode will be delivered directly to you while you're not paying attention. Now, I'm not exactly sure when all of that will be completely ready, but it is going to happen. If you have any ideas or suggestions on the features that you'd like to see, like booking a tee time on your Golf Smarter app, please let me know by clicking on the Hey Fred button at golfsmarter.com and soon on your Golf Smarter app.
Smarterpodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.